This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jones and Keith, WEEI, it's opening day. You got the Red Sox and the Rangers pregame, a little after 3 o'clock here on WEEI. First pitch, a little after 4 o'clock. Garrett Crochet, I think we have him penciled in for 15 Ks today.
He should dominate.
Against Nathan Eovaldi. We'll talk to Rob Bradford, as we do every Thursday at 11:30. He's got some good intel on the Red Sox and their pursuit of Nathan Eovaldi this offseason, plus all his thoughts on opening day. We'll also do our live Dong draft pool coming up at 11 o'clock sharp. Most home runs in Major League Baseball. Who's going to pick them? Me, Keith, Terp, Nick, Billy. Find out live at 11. In the meantime, we did this during the NFL season. We made all of our NFL predictions right before opening kickoff. Yes. Who won that, by the way? Was that Billy, too?
I think Billy might have.
Did you win that, too, Billy?
I forget.
I might have.
Yeah. Wow. You might have taken it home.
Billy's our top draft prospect, and he also won our NFL predictions.
My Drake May week six start, I think, put me over the edge.
Yeah, that might have been the tiebreaker. Good work there, Bill. So we'll do the same thing for Major League Baseball. We're going to predict how many All-Stars on the Red Sox, Cy Young winners in both leagues, MVP in both leagues, and your World Series matchup. So let's start with Keith. Who do you have in the World Series?
I'm going partly chalk, I guess. I'll take the LA Dodgers. I think it's just so overwhelming what they've done. I'm sorry. Sorry to do it. And I'm also going to apologize. I'm very high on the Red Sox, but not that high. So I'm going to go Dodgers over Kansas City Royals.
Oh, nice.
I'm going with the Royals.
I think I know
Dodgers to the World Series.
That's right. I think I know who Keith's MVP is.
You probably do. Yeah, you probably do. So usually there's a little bit of a theme. But no, like the Dodgers thing is just so overwhelming. Like if they don't win, like what a story that is. Like they've become a real villain. That's the team everybody's chasing. It's sort of like the Yankees had that run. That's now the Dodgers. Their lineup's insane. They got like 10 starting pitchers that would be the number one or two on like most teams. It's outrageous what they're doing. So I'll take the Dodgers. But in the American League, I'll take the Kansas City Royals.
Okay.
What you got?
I have the Philadelphia Phillies over your Boston Red Sox.
Ooh, the Dombrowski Bowl.
Dave Dombrowski taking down the Red Sox. Phillies plus 1,000 to win the World Series. Red Sox plus 1,800 to get there.
That's a good one.
So that would be my matchup. I'm buying into the Red Sox hype. I'm part of the problem, Keith.
Yeah, I guess so.
With too much hype, too much expectations around the Red Sox, that's me.
Uh-huh.
So Keith has Dodgers over Royals. I have Phillies over Red Sox. Billy, who you got?
Opening day, my inner honk really comes out around this time of the year.
Oh, okay. I like it.
All good.
Red Sox over Phillies.
Wow. Same.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, okay.
So same matchup.
In my
different
face.
Outcome.
Phillies.
Oh, I thought I was really getting in front of that one. Good job.
No, Phillies? No, the Phillies are a good team.
No, they are.
Taking down Dave Dombrowski. Red Sox revenge. Good, score one for John Henry, says Billy. Nick, who are you going with?
Three honks. But I have the Braves over the Red Sox.
Okay.
They're getting back mid-season.
The uniform sucked you in. I can see what's going on there. Yeah.
So they're hopefully going to be healthy this year. So I got the Braves winning it all.
Okay.
Man, I do have the Sox in the ALCS. I know you didn't ask, but I do have them there.
What a Red Sox hater, Keith.
I do like the team a lot this year.
This is like when Keith got boxed out on Baker Mayfield.
Wait a minute. I thought I was high on these guys.
You hate the Red Sox.
Not
it turns
high enough.
Out. Okay. Three of us have the Red Sox in the World Series. Billy has them winning it. Okay, let's get to our MVPs, American and National League. Who you got, Keith?
Bobby Witt Jr. is going to be the MVP. I think he might be the best all-around player in baseball. We'll show Ohtani aside. I think he's the best all-around player, but best all-around player in the American League. I think it's a great debate between he and Gunnar Henderson. Obviously, Judge smacks a ton of ding-dongs, but I'll take Bobby Witt. And then in the National League, this is where I will put my money where my mouth is.
Okay.
Kyle Tucker. Kyle Tucker is a boss.
This is definitively your guy.
Kyle Tucker is my guy. He is the most underrated player in baseball. He is going to quietly dominate this season. And in baseball, too, we've seen many years where you don't need to be on the best team to be the MVP. So if you kind of overwhelm people with some stats, you kind of, if I'm not going with Ohtani, maybe he has to get hurt or something. So I will go with Kyle Tucker.
Okay. So I agree. You don't need to be on the best team to win the AL MVP. I actually have Vladdy in the American League plus 1400. Contract year, mashing. The thing that holds me back is Toronto a playoff team? You at least got to be a decent team to win MVP. You don't have to be the best team in the American League. I'll go with Vladdy, though, at plus 1400. And then I have the Phillies going far, so Bryce Harper in the NL also plus 1400.
I also chose Vladdy Jr.
Okay,
a lot of contract talk, a lot of trade talk. Yep. I think he's going to mash this season. And for the NL, I went with another junior, Fernando Tatis Jr.
Nice. Ooh, I like that.
I like Fernando Tatis.
Maybe a preview for 11 o'clock. We'll see. Nick?
I also went with Bobby Witt Jr. for the American League. I was between him and Gunnar Henderson, but Witt is very good.
It's a good pick.
And I also went with Francisco Lindor for the National League. He was way up there last year. I think he continues that season this year.
Okay.
I like it.
Those are our MVP picks. How about the Cy Young, Keith?
All right, so I'm going to go Garrett Crochet. A couple weeks ago was saying, you know, as long as this guy makes 30 starts or thereabouts, I think he is going to win the Cy Young. He's going to have a pile of strikeouts. I think the team is going to be good. Maybe I don't think it's going to be quite as good as you guys do, but I think they're going to be a playoff team. So I think he's going to hit the over on his wins, the over on his strikeouts, and probably the under on his ERA when we were doing all those numbers before. And then the National League, I did like the favorite quite a bit, but I'm going to go with another one of my guys. Back in the NL, pitcher for the Snakes is Corbin Burns. So give me Corbin Burns, return to the NL, wins a Cy Young.
Okay, so this is my one chalky pick. I went Skeens in the National League. He's plus 200. He's fun. How could you not root for him? I think he can win the Cy Young. I went with your Kansas City Royals, Cole Reagans, in the American League, plus 850 to take home the Cy Young. I think those were third best odds. Mm-hmm. So those are my Cy Young picks. Billy?
Okay, so I'm going with Max Fried of the Yankees.
Ooh.
My pick with Garrett Cole out. Let's light shine on him a little bit.
Yep.
And then from the NL, I went with the NL champs. I went with Zach Wheeler as the NL Cy Young winner.
I like it. Makes sense.
Very good.
In fact, I probably should have done that. Okay, go ahead, Nick.
I feel like I went a little chalky. I went Tark Skubal going back-to-back Cy Youngs.
Well, somebody's going to have that.
And
that's good.
Paul Skeens for the National League. Yeah. I kind of want to do Skeens MVP and
Cy Young winner. Oh, that's too late for that.
But the Pirates probably are not going to be good enough for him to be the MVP.
Fair. How many guys, as research project for Rich Keith Stats and Info in the next break? No, how many guys have won back-to-back Cy Youngs?
Oh, probably a bunch.
Yeah.
Yeah, Randy did it. Yeah, probably more than
right, probably a ton of guys.
It happens
probably
more,
most guys.
More often than not, Jones.
Yeah.
All right, we'll look that up. Red Sox All-Stars, how many and who are they, Keith?
So I'm only going to go with three. I think Garrett Crochet.
Seven!
Yeah. Garrett Crochet, obviously. He might even be a candidate to start the All-Star game. And, you know, whether or not he does is based on when he pitches. I think Jaren Duran does have another good year. Jaren Duran was a beast last year. He was fifth in WAR. So even if he drops off, it's still more than enough to be an American League All-Star. And I'll take Bregman at the old hot corner. I think Alex Bregman has a good year.
So we have
same
the
guys?
Exact same three. I thought maybe you'd go Devers over Bregman. I have Duran. No. You'll hear in our Red Sox season preview, I'm pretty bullish on Duran. I've been bullish all along on Bregman. And Crochet, I don't have him winning the Cy Young, but he should absolutely be an All-Star. So 1, 2, 3. Me and Keith are the same. Billy smiling. Go ahead.
Crochet, Duran, Bregman.
So none of us have Devers so far.
No.
Nick?
Well, I only have two. Devers, Crochet.
What a hater. I thought Keith hated the Red Sox. You hate the Red Sox.
I love the Red Sox.
Interesting.
Bregman's going to have to beat up guys like Jose Ramirez and stuff, though, so I don't know if he's going to get in.
In the American League, 86-87, Roger Clemens back-to-back Cy Young. In 97-98, Roger Clemens back-to-back Cy Young. 99-2000, Pedro back-to-back Cy Young. Then there was a lot of non-back-to-back guys. Okay. Verlander had a gap in between his.
So Clemens and Pedro, that's it?
Greg Maddux won four straight, Yeah. So that's back to back to back to back. Randy Johnson
that's two
won.
Two back to backs.
Randy Johnson won four straight. Also back to back to
the
back.
The National
back.
League, Keith. These are apples and oranges.
Tim Lincecum won back to back. Clayton Kershaw won back to back. Max Scherzer won back to back. Jacob DeGrom won back to back.
Okay, so in the National League, it happens quite often. Sure. But with Scoobel?
Scoobel, no. It
seems you got to be Clemens or Pedro.
Good point.
Okay, so in your face, Nick.
Yep.
So those are our Red Sox season predictions. If you missed any of it, it's on the Odyssey app, AUDACY. You can listen live there. You can listen to old segments. Take it with you wherever you go.